here in Youngstown.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. Welcome back. You're just in time to take a side trip from the Ohio Homegrown Series timeline east on the Turnpike to the poster child of the depressed Rust Belt, Youngstown. Despite of, or was it because of, the lack of jobs, there was a healthy bar scene with a more than average number of local bands, many of which were well above average in quality. Many of those releasing LPs, some on major labels. We previously mentioned Youngstown alums The Human Beings, Glass Harp, New Hudson Exit, Caretakers, and others in this series, but now it's a new decade, the 70s, and the locals are rocking harder than ever. In venues such as Idora Park, the Tomorrow Club, and the Youngstown Agora, among others. Clubs where bands such as Coconut, MF Rattlesnake, RMA, and Brainchild held court, but didn't contribute to the album releasing club. Coconut did provide the future Michael Stanley Band with a guitarist, Gary Markaski, in 1978. The early 70s found a new name for the already established band, The Sound Barrier, now calling themselves Noah. Their new LP included two leftover cuts recorded under their previous name. But I would be remiss in my responsibilities here if I were not to rewind to the Barrier's first and only single, one that would become a garage rock classic. Those of us who love this subgenre of rock and roll dream of digging up records like these. The independently produced, self-released garage rock of the 60s, nothing less than 45 RPM gold. Here's My Baby's Gone and Hey Hey from 1967. And from Noah's Brain Suck LP, one of the aforementioned leftovers, Why Should I Care?
Yeah.
In this case here, the innocent kid stuff fuzz guitar of 1967 in just two short years has changed to the hard rock sound of the 70s. The fuzz replaced by gritty distortion. Which brings us to the next Youngstown area band, actually Alliance, Morley Gray. Started in 1969 by the Roller Brothers, Tim and Mark, and you'll hear more of them soon. They released a really good album in 1972 on the local Starshine label. The LP, The Only Truth, featured a 17-minute version of the title track. But don't worry, I've chosen the lead-off cut, Peace Officer, and who can I say you are? Collector's note, if you have that album in your stack of records, you can add about $500 to your checking account.
We'll be right back. yet breaking just can't seem right. When I've come so far, you know that you realize. Who can I say you are? Feel so close and be so far. I must go that way to be with that lady.
The second Morley Gray album was credited as the Roller Brothers Band, featuring the same lineup, softening the sound to a lighter, more commercial sound. From that record, the boys in the band are back. Back to the Youngstown label Starshine, started in the late 60s by Floyd Phillips of Warren. They released a series of northeastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania bands into the 70s. Although the aforementioned Morley Gray was their most successful, the bands Freeman Sound, Stars and Stripes, and Biggie Rat can also claim to be label mates. Freeman Sound was formed by Lakeview High School students in Cortland, playing teen clubs and school dances, but it was 1973 when they released their Starshine LP that the band took things seriously. The album, Heavy Trip, was a mixed bag, featuring hard rock, some ballads, and even a Christmas song. Here's the LP lead-off track, Tomorrow is Plastic, and the A-side of the single, Singing My Own Song.
Have you seen they all need. Confusion and sadness grow. Who cares what they all know?
Starshine label mate Stars and Stripes started life at Canfield High School as Time. Playing a battle of the bands at the Eastwood Mall, Stripes lost to Freeman's Sound, but scored a single on their label, Starshine, Your Love No More, in 1970. Recorded at United Media in Toronto.
There. This get hot to me. I feel that you don't.
last Starshine label mate was the way cool named Youngstown band Biggie Rat, releasing one single, Look Inside Yourself. Soon become essentially a footnote in the music of Youngstown. Their guitarist, Jim Gustafson, however, would become far more. Jim would form what was probably the legendary band from that city, Pooh Bah. Pooh Bah released three LPs in the 1970s, but it was their first, Let Me In 1972, that cemented their place in not just Northeast Ohio rock lore, but nationally, as one of the best hard rock bands you've never heard, according to various publications. We're going with the aptly named cut, Rock and Roll, to represent the band and the LP. Got an original copy in your stack of records? You can add $400 to your checkbook. We'll be right back.
first 70s Youngstown band to make an LP for a major label, in this case Mercury, was Blue Ash. Blue Ash was a bit different than other gritty Youngstown bands that came before and after, modeling themselves after the kind of records the Raspberries would make. This power pop type of release was highlighted in the first single from the No More, No Less album, Have You Seen Her? Earlier this show, I gave the most legendary Youngstown Award to the band Poobah. Now, if you're even just a little familiar with the city's band scene during the early 70s, you're probably wondering why I didn't give the honor to Left End. Let me explain. The bands were contemporaries. You couldn't decide easily who to put at the top of the bill if you had booked both. Both had an incredible lead singer, Poobah's Gustafson, and Left End's Dennis T. Menace. Musicianship any rock band anywhere would have killed for, and a fan following that in itself was legendary. Left End had the national record contract with Polydor, and that's what disqualifies them from the honor. If you had a Poobah album in your collection in 1972, you had to work for it. It wasn't advertised in Billboard or Rolling Stone. You knew because you were a fan. You went looking for it. You had to work for it. You believed in them, even though no national label did. Hence, legendary status. Which brings us to Left End. Their first single, Sunshine Girl, was recorded at Peppermint Studios and appeared on their label. Their Polydor LP, released in 1974, proved quite popular, but thanks to the label being absorbed by RSO in 1975, their fan base inside the record company hierarchy disappeared, and so did their contract. But a second LP was still recorded, some of which found release on the band's own self-named label. Here's the first single, Sunshine Girl, Bad Talkin' Lady from the Polydor LP, and from the unreleased second, Cyclone Rider. Pay close attention to Bad Talkin' Lady. This version is from the master tape before Polydor got their hands on it. We'll be right back. There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right, 0 feet next lead. Our group is a bit of a center. Right, 0 feet on the sheet of stuff. 7 feet.